T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas coming.
Somebody gotta die. Somebody gotta die.
I gotta believe that's fake, because only from the simple standpoint of she dove into that nigga. She said,
"Hey man,
like bruh,
hey,
like
man, sometimes that shit happens, bruh."
And you're telling me that his ass didn't see his girl on the jumbotron, right?
He probably wasn't paying no. Some people don't pay attention, but see, that's the thing. I think people forget, like, everybody don't pay attention to shit like that consistently until it's like right in front of them. You know what I'm saying? So
I mean, that maybe it's just me, because anytime I see the kiss cam come on, I'm either A, over here like, hey man, Kristen came with me to this game, let's do this, or B, I'm like, I hope somebody do something stupid right now. That's what I want. I want someone to do something ignorant.
Everybody ain't doing that though. What up, y'all? It's episode 195 of Blurred in the Hood. I'm your resident supervillain, Mr. J. Washington.
I'm the Swaggy Blurred, Wednesday Marshall.
Thank you, everybody, as always, that worked with us on Tuesday. Man, everybody that is listening on the podcast, that whole thing is updated in full. Everybody who is here, I'm letting y'all know ahead of time. Right now, I got to dip out early. I'll probably dip out maybe 10 to 10 minutes before the show's over. I got to drive to Long Beach to be at the Long Beach Laugh Factory. And traffic is in L.A. today is what we like to call whole open ass bad.
This is almost a situation where obviously it's better to have your equipment. It would have almost been better for your ass to go to Long Beach at like noon today and set up at a fucking Starbucks, nigga. Like,
and just street be dead in a Starbucks. Hey, y'all, somebody's ordering a latte. Don't pay no attention to it. But yeah, man, thank you, everybody who's been with us. People have been asking me about the ticket situation with Live Blurreds in the Hood coming on June 18th. We should be going live with that potentially next week. I'm trying to get that settled, situated. If I sound a little bit out of it, I am very delusional, very delirious, because I am very exhausted, but I will very much push through with it. So with that being said, Mr. Winston A. Montatussy Marshall.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga. My nigga.
What you been doing?
So that's just gonna live in forever in infamy, huh? Because I saw your tweets. They out here tweeting.
No chat comment should be making me laugh this hard. I don't even understand it.
Nigga, I was still in. I think I told you yesterday. I was editing the podcast and listening to it, and then rewatched on Twitch just so I could have that laugh. Nigga, I was in tears, but the floor is yours. I'm, you know, it's funny. I'm not really doing any much right now. I'm exhausted. I don't know what set it off. If I had to guess, I'm going to have to go to the gym this evening, or do some sort of workout this evening, because I didn't get a chance to do it this morning, because I needed to wake up, finish watching a few things for some stuff I was shooting today, handle some business for work before being let go. And then we started late with the taping that I do today. So I left later, and then I sat in traffic almost 2 hours to get home from what was a 30-minute drive normally either way. So I'm just like spent, bro. Like, oh, does this sound screw? Oh, you're still, so Jay, as you can tell, Jay is checking because he's so nervous, and I don't blame him. He's so nervous that this is gonna be a thing. So Jay is gonna be checking the whole show just to see. You're driving, right?
Yes, nigga. If I was Uber, nigga, I'd be gone now.
You would already be gone. Yeah, no, I get that.
I'd be gone now.
So, you know, I'm chilling. I'm just doing what I got to do to get through stuff right now. Work has been kind of chaotic, but, like, good. The only thing that's kind of interesting, man, like, they keep just coming up with new stuff as we kind of go. Jay, I know you know that, like, when you get booked on something, if they're like, hey, we actually want to shoot, like, another week's worth of stuff, like, you'd be ecstatic about it, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you'd probably be like, damn, I got kids. I already booked something else. Like, I could only get off this week from work. So, like, we're dealing with this issue right now where they've decided to extend some of this. And hopefully everybody will be on board to be able to do that. But, you know, again, you when you book stuff out, and that's the one thing about being an actor, is you got to kind of hold down another job. You don't always have the free schedule to do so.
Right.
And it could be your everyday life, or it could be that you have booked something else, you know, you've already committed to something else. So that's been the little bit of drama right now, is that they have decided to extend some of the episodes. And in doing so, we're trying to lock down some of the stuff. So it's been a lot of like negotiating and phone calls and emails and stuff. Just kind of interesting to see all of this kind of play out the way that it is. But
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you over there shucking peas or some shit?
Oh, so my Roomba broke because it's just full of hair. I'm just cutting the hair out.
I was like, this nigga shucking corn.
Shucking peas. Who the fuck shucks peas, nigga? You are tired. You mean corn. You know what the fuck I mean. Well, you said it the first time and I was like, he's tired. Maybe he didn't mean that. Then you said it again and I was like, this nigga actually thinks you shuck peas though. Like, I was like, wait a minute.
Pass the peas like you used to do, motherfucker.
Everybody thought, see, you done fucking fuck my shit up. Everybody just thought I was out here being a real one, rolling a fucking blunt and shit.
No,
now they know I'm just fixing a Roomba. If that ain't from the most thug shit to the most old middle aged white man.
Sometimes you gotta roll a blunt, but you know what? Today I ain't rolling no blunt. You know what I'm doing? Cleaning hair out this Roomba. You know what I'm saying? You see all this long strands of hair? This shit ain't mine. This ain't mine. Nigga, who else has hair that you need to cut out of a Roomba? It's only two of you motherfuckers that live there. It's all of a sudden, hey, y'all, this nigga Winston shit. Like, that's what this is.
Hey, man, they say that when you have sex with somebody that your DNA slowly starts to change into the person that you be having sex with.
I'm gonna eat it.
What the fuck was that, bro?
I'm gonna eat it.
You fucking stupid, bro. That would be wild. If long my hair, my pubes grew out as long blonde.
Your what? If your what grew out?
If my pubes grew out as long. No, because
you said my pubes. You said it first. You know, you get on me, you was like, my pubes.
Nigga, look, I'm tired, right? A nigga tired, okay? I'm doing the best I can. So that's pretty much everything going on with me, man. Just, again, trying to stay focused, get this money. I'll tell you, it's always nice when you wake up and that money hits your bank account. Wow, wow. So, you know, I'm just out here in these streets.
I'm gonna eat it.
Nigga.
I didn't mean to play that one. Actually, I did.
Stop it. What did you mean?
Why would that man play games with me? Why would you play games with me?
So you're just slowly creeping in more and more wrestling memes, huh?
Just in general.
Nigga, we're going to need a Blurred 3 at this rate. Look what you're doing. Really.
Them crackers.
Hey!
And goddamn.
Big Draco! That ain't me, though!
I know it's not, but I'm just saying. It just seemed appropriate for some reason. Mr.
My nigga.
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 A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga. My nigga.
What you been doing?
You out of pocket, but he right, though?
He's out of line. But he's right.
He's right. So Tuesday night after the show, man, I was sitting around the crib. I wasn't going to do shit. And then the homie Martin Morrow hit me up. He was like, yo, you want to catch this movie? Nigga, we went to go check out X.
Oh, shit. Was it good?
Nigga, it is hilariously good.
Oh, dude, I was always planning on seeing it. That movie looks great.
So let me tell you. So for those who don't know, it's made to look like an old school Texas Chainsaw Massacre type horror film, right? It's got the full 70s type aesthetic in it, everything, the look, the way it's shot, the whole scenery, all that. You get a lot of, there's so many great jump scares in this motherfucker.
But I don't love that, but I'll deal with it.
The purpose of the movie, though, is a group of people are going to film a porno.
Not just a porno. It's an interracial porno.
It is, but it's not because they don't care about the interracial part. It's the fact it's a porno. Nigga, it's so much fucking in this movie. I was like, is this a horror movie or a porno?
But what's it rated? Is it R or NC-17?
It's R. It's rated R.
Huh.
It's rated R. But then there's some shit in there that'll have you just crying, laughing, nigga. I was in the theater hollering. I was like, yo, because it's some shit just wild. And like the twisted shit you find, I ain't gonna spoil it with nobody. The twisted shit you're
look
like,
you
what?
Not doing spoilers. I'm so proud of you.
Cause I'll give niggas to this. No, because I'll give niggas to this. No, because I'll give niggas to this weekend. That's it. After this weekend, I'll give fuck. But
up. Just do your own review on it, nigga. It's not as popular as like a Spider-Man. Not everybody got time to do that shit.
So I saw that, and then yesterday I drug myself out the house and I went to the Comedy Store to hang out for a while to go show face and everything. And the one thing about when you go to the Comedy Store is there's a parking lot down the street. You got to park and you pay 2 hours to park and you got to pay every 2 hours. So my 2 hours was up and I didn't feel like paying anymore. So I was like, well, fuck it. Let me go ahead and drive back home. Nigga, if I'd have stayed an hour later, I would have met the Nature Boy himself. Nigga, Ric Flair was there. I was so mad.
Sounds like a personal.
Yeah, it's a personal thing. But anyway,
why did you leave? You were having an emotional drain, or
I was just tired because I've been so the past 3-4 days I've been up at like 6:45 because I scheduled shit so early, so I had to be up early, and so I haven't had a chance to take like that little small power nap in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I went to urgent care about my elbow. And my arm, come to find out, is probably I might have just a bad case of a tennis elbow, for lack of better words.
Told you needed a pocket pussy.
He's out of line, but he's right.
I don't know why.
I absolutely played that. Thank you. No, that was great because I almost hit this.
Bitch, bet, motherfucker, bet.
So
fuck you.
So I did that, but then so like I said, they said basically it's nothing torn. They felt like it was nothing torn. And so today I had a physical. I haven't had a physical in a while. So I had a full physical. And here's the thing. For those who never really paid attention, I have a burn on the side of my head and my right shoulder. I got burned when I was 2.
A lot of people don't pay attention. You wear hats.
Right. That's why. I'm still self-conscious about it. It's over 40
and
it's
no
years.
Judgment. Yeah. I'm just saying that the people can't be... People can't not notice if they can't see it. You don't allow people to see it.
This is true. And so I got burned by boiling water. I pulled a pot off the stove when I was 2. And so after being in the hospital, it made my veins fall.
Nigga, I just realized something. You are the actual epitome of this little nigga needs to learn that the stove is hot.
Bro, shut up, my nigga. Shut up. Oh,
like that old, saying black grandmas used to say, it's like, little nigga need to learn the stove is hot. And you literally learn, holy shit, my God.
Yo, hold up, time out.
I never thought about that, but because you've told me that story before.
As I was saying, so it's hard to find my veins. So when it comes to trying to draw blood and even getting IVs, my veins fail. And so it's hard for them to find them. You know how they have you do this shit, the crackhead shit, to try to pop a vein up? Mm-hmm. They have to keep switching arms on me because it's hard to find my vein.
Dude, you are my worst nightmare because I hate fucking needles. And especially blood giving ones, shots you can kind of deal with, they're quick, but blood needle ones, they're bigger, they're in that motherfucker, you feel that shit pulsating and shit, you hate that shit.
And that's what, right? I had to get blood work done, so shoot, you know what I'm saying,
they stuck you like how many fucking times? You were literally twice. My nightmare.
She literally couldn't get it here, and then she was able to get it here, and then she just let the tube go, and it was cool.
Oh, nigga.
But I was like, when she was, and I tweeted about this, I said, well, at least you know I don't do heroin, because I can't find my veins.
Yeah, I saw that tweet. She just stared at your ass?
She just stared, like, but my doctor, because I got a new primary care physician, she was like, if you look at your stats on paper, like, if you took my height, weight, and everything on paper, and people saw it, they would think I'm this rotund, fat ass, obese, really big dude. She's like, but I saw you. She's like, oh, okay.
But instead, you were this rotund, super fit dude. And rotund, not because of fat, because of muscle, nigga. You have too many muscles. You invented muscles that niggas didn't even know could be invented, nigga. Like, you just out here in the street saying yes and to every goddamn potential.
God damn!
Just out here talking about pop, pop, pop. You were like, ladies, you want to see something cool? Nigga, you know what you look like? You look like Bugs Bunny when he took Michael's secret stuff. And... I'm sorry. I got into roast mode. I don't know why. Like, it was all compliments. It was just, you know what it is? Bro, real talk, when I have something to do with my hands, my brain is free to let these jokes slang, bro. I apologize.
So I went and did that.
Nigga, are you crying? What the fuck?
I'm not crying. So I went to, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this?
Yes, nigga, you do have eyelash muscles. Nigga, you look, your eyelashes, I noticed they're a little bit on the smaller side, nigga. You like that nigga One Punch Man. You work out so hard, all your hair fell off, nigga. All your eyelashes just said, broop, because they are going, ka-ka. That's why you can't sleep, nigga. They just keep your eyes just, ka-ka. Nigga, they say you about to
No!
They were saying you about to go Broly on my ass, nigga. Broly would get his ass whooped by you. You so big, bruh. Broly would be out here like Kakarot. He'd be like, shut your bitch ass up. He would slide it. Oh, nigga, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
So I went to the gym after I left and had my physical. Because of course I went to the gym. Because my doctor, she checked and she was like, I told her I went to try to get this story out. I swear to God, I'm just trying. I'm just.
Oh no, did you get rid of it? Oh man.
Get rid of what?
Oh man. Look. I'm getting cooked.
I think we may got rid of that.
Oh, nigga, that's the best one. Damn it.
Anyways, so I went to this. So she told me. Cause she had me do this. She had me put my arm out straight, right?
Mm-hmm. What do you do? Oh, here it is.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I'm getting cooked.
It was in After Dark.
I knew that's where I figured. So she had me do my hand straight like this, and she said, mm-hmm. "Can I pull my fingers back with no stretch, with no pain? Mm-hmm. Because this is connected to like your tricep tendon and everything." And so she was like, if you can do this, your tricep isn't torn at all. So that was good. So then I worked out and realized I have a turtle shell on my back.
Yeah. So I could've told you that. I hear looking like Raphael, nigga, with the red on.
nigga. Tell you something.
Yo, that's the funny thing. Wiz's backhand strong as Serena's. Yo, are these, all these backhanded compliments like a motherfucker. I mean, they are strong.
Work out a lot, nigga. Good for you getting your health together.
Jake Campy.
So, I was supposed to try. I was trying to get some stuff done, you know, between for the show and shit like that. And I, Jay get an MRI. Spidey says, "Well, my doctor, like I said, I had a similar injury. My triceps never been the same. Now, my doctor, she did the full, you know, thing, workup.
She did imaging on it.
She did the full check. She was like, you don't need it, because she could also tell because there was no swelling." Well, there's no swelling, there's no bruising, no discoloration, anything. And the movement that I have with it, like, because I have, look, like, I can do this, all this, I'm good. So she was like, it's just a strain in the tendon.
Do you know any, not like personal trainers, but like trainers in, you know, like they would have in sports rooms and stuff like that?
Physical therapists?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the homie.
I would just get a second opinion just to be safe, because remember, you started this shit with the suplex on the thing, and then you felt it pop while you were lifting. Just be very careful.
Well, no, what I felt pop was my elbow pop, like a cracked knuckle, like that. It hadn't done. I've been needing my elbow to pop for a while, and it finally popped, and I was like, "Oh, okay. Thank God!" So I'm good. All
right.
But yeah, other than that, man, getting ready for all these shows. I gotta work the weekend at the nightclub as well and do stand up, and I'm just trying to figure out my next moves, man. I just been sitting around, and I don't like it. Because when I'm sitting in the house, it was 90 degrees out here in LA, y'all. And I know we got to get ready to get this going. But anyway, streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. If you want to get this in, you want to support this show, anything of the sorts. If you don't want to do Streamlabs, you can do Venmo. You can do Cash App. You can do all those things to support. You can subscribe on here. Send in bits. If you listen to the podcast, you can send shit later. You can do all that good stuff. All right. We didn't get a chance to talk about it on Tuesday, and kind of glad we didn't, because
it got worse.
Boy. We talked about her nomination, Ketanji Brown Jackson, to be the first Black woman to serve on the United States Supreme Court. Her confirmation hearings have been going on. And this was her opening statement on Monday. Check this out. This is part of her opening statement.
I'm saving a special moment in this introduction for my daughters, Talia and Layla. Girls, I know it has not been easy as I've tried to navigate the challenges of juggling my career and motherhood. And I fully admit that I did not always get the balance right. But I hope that you've seen that with hard work, determination, and love, it can be done. I am so looking forward to seeing what each of you chooses to do with your amazing lives in this incredible country. I love you so much.
That's fire, dude. And I'll tell you why. Because above all else, other than getting to this moment, this is obviously this is your first Black woman to potentially be a Supreme Court justice, man.
Oh shit. No! Sneaky dumb.
Yeah, don't nod your head like, yeah, nigga, yeah. You got the juice now, nigga. Yeah. Why are you hitting me with it? Yeah, you got the juice now. Yeah. Look, nigga, you the fucking worst.
Damn.
Okay, let me try this again. No. I ruined such a beautiful moment. No. My cousin Kim, she's a judge herself, and I know how hard it was her getting, you know, busting her ass in law school, which is great. Having four little girls, she ended up having four. Her and her husband had four kids and four little girls, all very intelligent, very lively, all that kind of stuff. But really, despite raising such a large family and the amount of time and energy it takes, as you just heard her say, of balancing the career with raising them, Kim puts in so much work to do that that I could directly connect to that, let alone my own mother and watching how she was putting in 18, 20 hour days while still finding a way to get us to school and make sure we have food to eat, like dinner on the table, even if it was something like, look, I got fettuccine tonight and tuna. I don't know what to tell y'all. Like, you know, or like she would make, my mama would do like quesadillas and like tuna. She would make both and then we could eat both. Like, it's just a situation where watching that, I know every single black woman, especially single moms, but every black woman, single or not, I know women around the country can understand this, but black women in particular, those sacrifices that are made because it's not just for you and it's not just for your direct ilk, that unfortunately, as you know, Jay, as black folk, everything we do reflects everybody else. And if you're someone that's at that level of greatness, that you could be the first black Supreme Court justice, first black woman Supreme Court justice, everybody is kind of looking to you. You know what I mean? And she has clearly risen to the top and deserves so. And the way she's handled herself in these hearings proves why she is not only the perfect candidate to fill the seat, but why there should be some sort of way that you could retroactively pull a motherfucker off the goddamn bench, because both Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett can get fucking kick rocks. This woman is fucking killing it.
Speaking of Brett Kavanaugh, now remember his, y'all remember his confirmation hearing, right? I just like beer. We had a devil's triangle. All this whining, crying and shit. But guess what? This woman has smiled throughout all the bullshit that they have put her through. This woman has kept her composure. This woman has kept her demeanor. This woman has not told you, bitch, fuck you and your mama. I would, you know, I'm gonna tell you something. If she told Ted Cruz this,
fuck you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Fuck you. Fuck your mama. Fuck your daddy. Fuck the horse you rode in.
She would be well within her rights to, because of Ted course. Cruz, because, and I say that specifically with Ted Cruz. Because this
which
is
part?
Because
this nigga's done a lot. Which part?
He's done a lot. Just in general, between him and Josh Hawley, this is what they're doing. They're trying to fill the Trump void. That's what they're doing. If anybody is trying to guess with just the normal assholery that they're doing, they're trying to fill the Trump void. They are trying to both position themselves to say, look, I can run for president when the time comes around.
It's not just that, dude. What they're doing is they are set. Blackburn too. She can go fuck herself. Because yes, at one point, I don't know if you saw, Senator Blackburn goes, "Can you what is the definition of a woman?" She was like, "Excuse me." She goes, "Can you tell me what is your definition of a woman?" And she's like, "No."
Because what goes, it is, they want her to speak on trans rights. But here's the deal. Here's the big thing, that regardless of her stance openly on it, she doesn't make policy on that
right.
bench.
And that's why she's such a genius. She played this exceptionally well.
They don't make policy on that bench.
She straight up said it. She goes, yo, my job is not your job. I don't make the laws. That is Congress. What my job is, which is sad that she has to explain what the fuck a judge is to these goddamn senators. She goes, my job is that I see the laws that are in place in the land, and based off of the arguments presented to me, one way or the other, I make a decision based off of what I am supposed to do as an arbitrator. That's what I do. And they were like, yo, like everybody. And did you, I didn't even check the assets yet. Please tell me you got Cory Booker's speech.
As Langston Hughes wrote, oh, let America be America again. The land that never has been yet, but yet must be the land where everyone is free. Oh, yes, I say it plain. America never was America to me, but I swear this oath, America will be. That is the story of how you got to this desk, you and I and everyone here, generations of folk who came here and said, America, I'm Irish. You may say, no, Irish or dogs need to ply, but I'm going to show this country that I can be free here. I can make this country love me as much as I love it. Chinese Americans first forced into near slave labor, building our railroads, connecting our country saw the ugliest of America, but they were going to build their home here and say, America, you may not love me yet, but I'm going to make this nation live up to its promise and hope. LGBTQ Americans, from Stonewall women to Seneca, hidden figures who didn't even get their play until some Hollywood movie finally talked about them and how they were critical for us defying gravity. All of these people loved America. And so you faced insults here that were shocking to me. Well, actually not shocking. But you are here because of that kind of love. And nobody's taken this away from me. So you got five more folk to go through. Five more of us. And then you can sit back and let us have all the debates. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a well-charted Senate floor because it's not going to stop. They're going to accuse you of this and that. Heck, in honor of your person who shares your birthday, you might be called a communist. But don't worry, my sister. Don't worry. God has got you. And how do I know that? Because you're here. And I know what it's taken for you to sit in that seat.
Amy Coney Barrett is underqualified for the position in which she holds. Amy Coney Barrett is completely underqualified for the position in which she holds. Amy like Coney
before,
Barrett.
Before you say that one more time.
Hit it.
Yes, sir. This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga.
Like, shout out to Cory Booker on that one, man, because that shit was real than a motherfucker. But I agree with you. Now, real quick, because we're going to move on to the other story, because, again, we got to pay attention to the clock. I just want to talk about how fucking bullshit it is that they are intentionally, and they're doing this because they're trying to dog whistle these Trump supporters. As you mentioned, they're trying to show that they could be that guy. The fact that they tried to come after her for this kiddie porn case, do you know kind of what really went down with all of that?
No, I haven't read on it fully, and I haven't had the time to, unfortunately.
So if you go look at her record, she actually is very chalk with every other judge when kiddie porn stuff comes up. And in this particular case, it's about a kid who I was watching The View on it. They were giving all this stuff about it, where it was about a young man who is gay, and he was just looking for porn. And he happened to find some with some people that were his age. He was like 17, and he found it with his age, and they were also underage. So he got charged with child pornography and all that kind of stuff. But the prosecution even came and was like, we don't think he should get what is the normal sentencing for this. This is a very circumstantial case type situation. So hearing that from the prosecution, she looked at the situation, she assessed, and she made a judgment call. They are intentionally trying to use this as a means to say, she's light on kiddie porn. You see that she's out for that. She's trying to make that shit. They are doing this on purpose to try and find a way to discredit her. But if you go and look at her fucking record, that is a special case that was asked for by the prosecution for her to do that. And so it's just, again, they're playing dirty fucking tactics. And the thing that I hate more than anything, I'm glad Cory Booker stepped up. I really wish the Democrats would have her back more. And they would call out the fucking bullshit, and they would do the same shit to whenever you end up with Amy Coney Barrett's or Brett Kavanaugh's being brought up for this bullshit.
We watched two Senate confirmation hearings of two Supreme Court justices prior that one, if not both, neither one should hold the position in which they hold. I will specifically stay on Amy Coney Barrett because that woman has not even tried a case. Had not even tried a fucking case. There was nothing about what Amy Coney Barrett stood for, her background, and said she should have been on that court. Now, when it comes to Ketanji Brown Jackson, it has been proven her qualifications supersede some of the people currently sitting outside of those two.
She actually is the most qualified candidate as far as her background before getting to the Supreme Court.
She's the most qualified.
They gave a breakdown of the current sitting justices and what she did prior, everything from the law school she attended to, the grades that she got, the places that she served in the law, whether it be as a Supreme Court clerk, anything. Just the list. She literally, you know how they do those things when you're comparing, I'm going to get this iPhone or that iPhone. This one has the super camera and this has the super camera and this and these other things. She has all 10, and they each have little sparse things here and there, bro. Like, she is a bad sister.
Flex, only please line. Just said it. She has more experience than the last three judges combined.
Of course. And now here's the other thing I want to say, and then we should move on because we got to get some other stories. You got to go soon. Spidey Sensei said it. If the Republicans hate child predators so much, why do they do this shit? Why do they do shit about Matt Gaetz?
Or Jim Jordan? Whenever it comes, here's the thing.
Hello.
Because this is the thing. When it's Republicans with child molestation or kiddie porn or any type of underage minor, they try to find the weirdest ways to navigate past it. Because when it comes to Matt Gaetz, guess what they keep saying? Well, he took her to a different state. It's legal in that state. That's the justification they tried to have. So we all know what it is. Bro, let me tell you something. And I swear to God, and I'll say this and we can move on. If you ask me my political affiliation, I vote with my conscience. I've stated it before, and I will say it again, and I will say it to my last dying breath. I don't give a fuck if it's right, left, the middle. If you are not in politics and you try to make your political affiliation your entire identity, you are a fucking moron. I'm going to fuck who you are. I digress. Let's move on. Streamlabs.com/blurredinthehood/tip. You got it pulled up so I can go to it. You want to go to it?
Yeah, we can do it with the one that I was working on, or are you talking about the other one?
Because
on the thing you had what's going on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, you want to do what you want to do?
Let's just do that. Let's do a funny one. Let's do a funny one. All right, y'all. So y'all know that sometimes things be popping off on the Twitter sphere, on the Bird app, as Jay likes to call it. And sometimes black celebrities be, you know, doing black celebrity things. So I was on Twitter today, and Ice-T tweeted this out. He said, y'all, I was robbed at a gas station in New Jersey last night. After my hands stopped trembling, I managed to call the cops, and they were quick to respond and calm me down. My money's gone. Police asked me if I know who did it. I said, yes, it was pump number 9. Ice-T out here doing dag jokes, y'all, on the Bird app.
Man, y'all leave Tracy alone.
He's doing these jokes on the Bird app. Now, here's the thing about it that's kind of wild, fam. People were going at my boy Ice-T. They were teasing this nigga. One person saying, I was reading this tweet the whole time, like, no, not Ice-T. Then I got to the end and I started laughing. So what else talk about? Ice-T proves that a dad joke is powerful enough to bring together and unite people of all ages, genders, races, and creeds. The fact that Ice-T copy and paste old white woman's Facebook post is wild to me. I accidentally put two of the same one in there. So then the other one, now this is the stuff that gets me. So these other three are kind of funny. Can't wait for legendary gangster rapper Ice-T's forthcoming album. Nice to meet you, hungry. I'm dead. I was like, damn, niggas robbing Ice-T. Ice-T quoting someone's grandpa, but this is the one that gets me. Someone goes, we live in a simulation. Ice-T out here stealing tweets from Nick Adams. So Nick Adams, if you're not familiar, is a conservative piece of shit that just runs his mouth on the internet all the time. Put the exact same joke with a few other things. I was just robbed at a Shell station in Tampa. My handshake and called a sheriff instead of the cops. Pump 5 instead of pump 9. That was on the 22nd. Ice-T dropping this today. So that there's all that. But this is the thing that actually pisses me off. And this is the other reason why I wanted to talk about this story, Jay, because this is why we can't have nice things and we can't have any fun. Somebody decided to say, how many people go through actually getting robbed and you make a joke of it? This isn't funny. Your thoughts?
The fuck are you talking about? The fuck are you talking about?
Bro, shut up, my nigga, shut up.
Like, seriously, that's the thing that drives me crazy, man. There is a difference between something that is like egregiously attacking someone. So, like, again, we look at Michael Richards when he's like just saying, niggers, they're like, la 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 la, and going off at the fucking mouth.
First of all, I don't even like the way you said that. The way you said it sounded
like Michael Richards.
The way you said it was super aggressive, like, just
yeah,
like,
that's
he's out of line, but he's right.
That was how he said it. That's not a joke. That's fucking offensive. You know what I'm saying? But making a joke about getting robbed, like, that's a set. Like, again, the whole point of comedy, people say it all the time. Comedy is just tragedy plus time. All right? That's all that shit is, bro. Or did I say that in reverse? I said it in reverse. My fault. Drama is trash. I did it in reverse. That's my fault, y'all. That's my fault. 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 Comedy is just tragedy plus time. That's what it is. That's my fault. That's my fault. I apologize. But my point is, we have said it so many times.
Are you not ashamed of yourself? Are you not embarrassed? This is really embarrassing.
That's embarrassing. I agree. But my point is, how many times have we heard the adage, I'm laughing to prevent myself from crying?
Cool, I was going to say, he better fuck up another adage.
No. Fuck you. I'm not fucking.
You got to say whatever. Nigga, you can't quote shit. You just got to. I'm sorry. Okay, I will.
No,
you just got to quote shit from your heart, nigga. You can't be making quotes. Fuck off.
Fuck off. Okay, look, my point is...
I'm upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect.
Hey, also, shout out to Malcolm in the streets. What's good, Mal? But my other point was just that. There's a reason why a majority of the funniest comedians... Not to say that there aren't really funny comedians of every ethnicity, but why do you think there's so many goddamn super famous-ass black-ass comedians? We have been through so much trauma. We have learned to laugh through that shit. Niggas have been roasting each other since the third grade. Because nigga, if I could
what make just happened? It was something else that happened right before the Ukraine shit started. It was something. I forgot what it was. And niggas was just all through the bird app making jokes left and right.
Mad jokes.
And people were like, oh, my God, this ain't time for jokes. I was like, you don't know black people. Because that's what we do.
Bro, the fact that nigga Navy became a whole thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? The fact that we crack jokes about that shit, fam. Like, it's literally because we have learned to live through trauma. We have learned how to laugh about it. We shouldn't have to, but it is something that has evolved out of black folk.
We've seen all sorts of crazy shit. I just can't stand these random ass, obscure ass people that just find their way to a comment section and goes, you know, there's people that have been robbed at the gas station. Iceberg? Is it Ice Lipton? I don't think that's funny. And then you start getting ratioed to the gods because now everybody looking at you like a motherfucking idiot. You know what I'm saying?
Because you little bitch. Because you little bitch.
Did you put it in here?
What?
The ode to Karens. I'll just say that.
No, I'm gonna have to do a share for it because I want to see the tweet.
Oh, okay. I thought you might have put it. I just it was because I was reading.
No. All good.
All right. Again, it just really is just fucking A. I just don't know how to deal with people. It's just ugh. All right, let's move on to this next one real quick. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. I want to get this one out of my soul. The Oscars are happening this Sunday in Los Angeles. Of course, we are getting three hosts in the form of Amy Schumer, Regina Hall, and Wanda Sykes. Wanda Sykes is going on record to say the Oscars, she will try to make sure it's not mean-spirited. It will be fun and a celebration because this is the first Oscars going back to normal amidst the pandemic. Last year was a very weird celebration. The whole thing was done at Union Station, downtown Los Angeles. Everybody was like, well, niggas is getting robbed after that show. I want to ask this question more than anything else before we start making a few predictions. We didn't put a lot of assets in here for different things. But I want to ask this. Are award shows overrated now? Do we even care anymore? Because I understand the celebration of cinema, the celebration of movies and film. I get that. I understand that, right? I'm not going to ever... Look, I say it all the time. Everyone is not a cinephile. When people always like, oh, there's people just love going to the theater. Everybody does it. We found this out. Some people are like, I can watch at home. But when it comes to award shows...
Yeah.
I heard a great point also last night was that the reason we used to love award shows was because you didn't see celebrities for such a long period of time. You finally saw them at the Oscars. Now with social media, you can see a celebrity every 6 minutes, nigga.
Yeah. You have a point. I think there was before social media, there was this level of mystery with celebrities. So anytime you got to see them outside of playing one of their roles, you ate it up. That's why, you know, talk shows still do well, but they don't do nearly as well as they used to with those interviews. Like no one is dying to like go watch the Tonight Show so you could figure out a story about Sofia Vergara or some shit. You know what I mean? like, because you have access to them. I think that's a solid theory. I think that that applies. I still care about them, but I'm not like dying the way that I used to. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not doing it for me like that hard. If anything, I care more about the SAG Awards, which obviously came and went, and it was dope seeing Will take that prize. I know that was the other thing you really wanted to talk about, was what are some of your predictions?
I just wanted to get that initial out the way, because I've been hearing, when it comes even to the Grammys, you know, all these major awards, you know, people are just starting to be like, meh, that's how they feel. So I got this one. Let's do this. Best Picture. These are the non-nominees, which, by the way, just make it fucking 10.
Was it not 10?
No, because I don't think
it's
Dune
up to 10.
It's up to 10, but Dune didn't make it. It's actually West Side Story, if I'm not mistaken. So I grabbed the wrong...
You got them both. You have them both there.
I do.
On the right.
No, I don't.
Literally, Dune is on the far right. West Side Story.
No.
Right below.
I don't think Dune is actually in the race. I think somebody made a mistake in the. That's what I'm saying.
No, it is.
It is. Dune is in the race.
King Richard Coda, Belfast, Licorice Pizza, Power of the Dog, West Side Story, Nightmare Alley, Don't Look Up, Dune, and Drive My Car. 10.
Oh, so they did do the 10. Hmm. I thought they didn't. I thought Dune didn't make it. That's so. My apologies.
It's Venomous Wave did not make director.
That's what it is. Okay. So my apologies, y'all. All right. As it looks like, real quick, let's do this quick prediction. Who you think? I already know. I know who.
You're
wins
starting
this.
With pitcher over the big prize.
I didn't have time to pull everything else. Think I was
that's
tired.
Fine. All right. Which movie do I think is going to take it?
I already know who's taking it.
Praying Coda does.
Coda's taking it.
I hope so. I don't know
how to pronounce that white man's name. They don't put it down. They ain't wrote it phonetically. I don't know how to fuck to say it. Dwayne.
Villeneuve. I don't know. I will try and do better, but I don't know. I think it's Denny Villeneuve.
You be Dennis the Menace fucking around with me. Okay.
Villeneuve. All right. I apologize. I speak Japanese, not French. I will do better next time, but I don't know. So I really, really hope that Coda takes it. I genuinely hope that they take it. We'll see what happens. If I had to guess, I hope it doesn't go down to this. It might be the Power of the Dog, because the Power of the Dog is not good.
So this is what my belief is. Coda's going to take it for the film. Coda's going to win Best Picture. Right? Because it's going to be that, it's starting to be that shock like Parasite was that year, right? Jane Campion is going to win director. That's a given.
Probably.
She's getting director.
Probably.
Best actor, I hope Will finally gets it.
Mm-hmm. I think Will will at this point. No, didn't mean to pun intend that. I have heard Andrew Garfield does a phenomenal job. I've heard Denzel's done a phenomenal job. I didn't get to see Tick, Tick, Boom yet, or Tragedy Macbeth. But Will was mind-blowing, and I really hope that he takes it. For actress, if I had to guess, I'm probably guessing that, just based off of how some of this is going, that Olivia Colman might win again. But I kind of actually am pulling for Kristen Stewart, to be honest with you.
Isn't Dunst in Power of the Dog or something like that? She's nominated, right?
For supporting. So then for supporting, you have Kirsten Dunst. I was talking about
Kirsten Stewart. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But Kirsten Dunst is up for the Power of the Dog. So it's Jesse Buckley, Judi Dench, Ariana DeBois, and I'm going to mess this up. Anjanae Ellis. Oh, I got
Anjanae.
It right.
It's Anjanae, yeah.
I got it right.
Do you remember the first movie you probably saw Anjanae Ellis in?
Long time ago.
You know what it
is? I don't remember though, but yes.
Undercover Brother.
Yes. 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 She's fucking Sister Girl. She's fucking Sister Girl. I knew I recognized her.
She's Sister Girl and Undercover Brother.
I'm pulling for, but I think Kirsten Dunst has that one on lock. And I think that if not, Ariana DeBois is right below her. And so we'll see what happens. And then finally, supporting actor.
Who's the nominees?
Troy Kotsur. He's the dad in Coda. J.K. Simmons for being the Ricardos, Jesse Plemons, The Power of the Dog, Cody Smith McPhee for The Power of the Dog, and Kieran Hines for Belfast. Pulling for Troy or Jesse Plemons. I'd be okay with either one. I love me some J.K. Simmons too, but I think both of them are great.
Give it to fat Matt Damon, please.
Stop. Leave Jesse Plemons alone. Don't talk about him like that.
Everybody calls them every. Okay, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Black Twitter calls him Fat Matt Damon. Okay.
You leave him alone. All right. Clear eyes, full hearts can't lose. You son of a bitch. All right, yo, we got to get to a couple other stories and get out of here real quick. We'll do a quick take on this one because I know you got to get out of here. Atlanta comes back tonight.
Nigga, I'm so excited.
What? You ready, nigga?
Nigga, listen, in Europe, bro, they say when this premiered at South By, they say motherfuckers stood up and went crazy for it.
I'm here for it, man. One of the best shows we've ever seen on television, and they're back. It's been a long time coming, so I am fucking here for this. All right, that covers all of our main stories. So real quick to the Streamlabs, shout out to Adobar Reels for the donation. A few new follows, Ace the Hill for the subscription. See some bits from Black Taurus and Sweet Tea A Good. And it looks like Jimmy just gifted a couple subs as well. Thank you so much, Jimmy Nails. Yeah, because Jay has to get out of here and I want him to be able to see this. Y'all know what time it is.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
All right, so this piece of shit for today is a Chad. And I saw this right after we got off the show.
I saw it before. I was actually going to pull it for the show.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, we're going to save this for.
So here it is. There was a tweet that went out from No Lie by Brian Tyler Cohen, who said Senator Mike Braun of Indiana just said the Supreme Court was wrong to legalize interracial marriage in Loving versus Virginia in 1967, and that states should be allowed to ban interracial marriage if they want to. He said this after calling for Roe v. Wade to be overturned, saying it would be hypocritical to end federal abortion protections without also doing so for marriage. Yesterday, Marsha Blackburn came out against Griswold v. Connecticut, which legalized contraception. Now, here is a video of a sitting Republican U.S. senator calling for overturning the 1967 Supreme Court decision of Loving versus Virginia, which legalized interracial marriage.
So you would be okay with the Supreme Court leaving the question of interracial marriage to the states?
Yes, I think that that's something that if you're not wanting the Supreme Court to weigh in on issues like that, you're not going to be able to have your cake and eat it, too. I think that's hypocritical.
What about Griswold versus Connecticut?
Well, you can list a whole host of issues. When it comes down to whatever they are, I'm going to say that they're not going to all make you happy within a given state, but that we're better off having states manifest their points of view rather than homogenizing it across the country as Roe versus Wade did.
So you would.
Wait a minute.
Yo, why does she have all of these? Yo, why does everybody got these big head ass jokes on deck, bro? Yesterday they were like, we can see her dreams. Now talking about with a head like that, we clearly knew what he was thinking. Jesus Christ. Good God.
Let me tell you something. They hate, listen, we know they hate the fact that there's interracial marriage. And to say it should be up to the states, if that be the case, if you allow states like, what is he, West Virginia or Virginia?
He was Indiana.
Indiana on top of that. Nigga, you know how many niggas fuck white bitches in Gary and Hobart and Muncie and Munster? Nigga, right over the board in East Chicago? To literally, you would stop that there. The problem is Indiana thinks it's the South. And it's not, okay? To sit there and say that this should be a thing is absurd. That it should be up to the states to decide whether they want to let black and white, black and Mexican, Mexican and white, all these things. Get the
nigga,
fuck.
Nigga, it's my fault. I apologize. They hate this. They hate this so much. They hate it with all their heart. They really do. And I don't blame them. We are a beautiful fucking couple and we're fucking hysterical. I would hate us too. We too cute. You hate us. You don't hate us for real.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Hey, Jay stepped away for just a second. He'll be right back. But I just, it's fucking disgusting to me because, again, you know how much I love this woman. You know how much I go above and beyond.
Everybody!
Bitch, I'm aware. Cause I was in the middle of a heartfelt speech about
why. I know you were. I know you were.
Fucking
nigga, nobody needs to hear about your love declarations again, nigga.
I'll kill you.
Nigga, we understand. I love this woman. She's going to be my future wife.
She nigga, I get it. I get it. You got to go fight the shredder, nigga. You got shit to do today. I understand. Let me get my shot.
We're ready for that, bitch.
I love my girlfriend. She's so sweet. She's the thing everybody could meet. Nigga, we get it. Nigga, you're in love. You have it.
I can hear you.
I know you can hear me. Nigga, I can hear you. Hurry up, nigga. I gotta go. I'm gonna take it for him. Look, he can take it later. I gotta go. Y'all know where to follow me. Everything.
Yeah, go. Take a shot. I'll take care of the rest.
Love y'all. He'll tell you how to find me.
Tell Splinter I say hi. Anyways, he's still frozen. Look, he mad than a motherfucker. He shook. Look at that shook ass nigga. Get on the road, bitch. You gonna be late. You gonna be late. Don't make me call April O'Neil. Try and fucking get you on the ass there faster, bitch. We gonna have to teleport you with the Technodrome, nigga. Anyways, so here's the shot first. Oh man. Yeah, fuck that guy. Not Jay, the fucking senator. Fuck that guy. Too many goddamn beautiful people. Too many beautiful couples. So much beautiful love. Loving Day is like a huge deal to me. Hell, my fucking sister. She's getting married in just a few months. Same thing. She's black. He's Jewish. Like, there are too many beautiful, loving families. And for someone to take their back with it, like, nigga, just literally, from now on when you do your interviews, Put your pillowcase on. You can put it up so we can see your fucking face and know what kind of scumbag you are. But keep that shit on deck, fam. Let us know what the deal really is, all right? Just let us know. Come at it with the real, all right? You stupid bitch. Sorry. I got a little mad there for a minute. Let's check and see what everybody else is saying real fast. First of all, Jimmy says for that shot, drink up, boys. Much love to you in the neighborhood. Appreciate that, Jimmy. You a real one for show. And another gift to sub. Thank you so much, man. Lots of cheering right now from Chi-Town Pyro, Senior Nerd, Blue Girl. Appreciate all of y'all, man. Let's see some of these comments real quick. Oh, yo, y'all, I didn't mean to stab that hard on him today. I'm just like on one. Yeah, y'all get it. Jay's got to watch this because he has to edit it today, too. They out here called it fire, Jay. They thought it was funny, nigga. Look at that. Look at all the laughs. It's okay, man. Donatello Technodrome, man. Not the Technodrome. Oh, this makes me so happy that he has to watch all of this. Fuck Casey Anthony say? When I was 16 and 17, I dated a girl that wasn't white, and I live in Arkansas, and we went out on a trip with her family to Branson. We had to stop in Harrison at their Walmart. I was called an N-word lover 3 times just inside the Walmart we were in for 30 minutes. Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I have dated women of all ethnicities. Obviously, I'm with Kristen. And whether I'm with, it doesn't matter who I'm with. You're always going to get hate. You get a little bit less when it's like black with black in that regard. But you still get it because you're just, two black people. But every time that we go out, I catch at least one glance. And it's something that I'm used to. I shouldn't have to be, but I don't give a shit because I love this woman more than anything, man. Like, she is a phenomenal, phenomenal woman, man. And I'm grateful to be with her. So, you know, I am hoping that we can do better than this stupid ass little bitch ass senator. And for the most part, we are doing better, but we still got these fucks right here, man. Just some other comments before we get out of here. My grandparents' interracial marriage was illegal in 17 states at the time. My parents' interracial marriage was just 12 years after Loving versus Virginia. Wow. That's absolutely. And that just goes to show how close this was, man. How long it did not happen that fucking long ago. It's absolutely crazy. And this is the truth. They want to control everybody's lives and say what's right and what's wrong. And it would really make it more of like a dictatorship. It's a bunch of bullshit, man. And Zoe, real quick, Winston, before you go, I wanted to say I get to go to court tomorrow to change my name legally. Hold on. Where is it? So first of all, this.
Yes, sir. This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga.
Also this. This in a good way.
Congratulations. Oh my God.
Like, I'm crying tears of joy for you, but most importantly, hey, bruvs, I see two of you fighting over some shit. You know what we're not going to do is we're not going to do that. Both of y'all be disrespectful. I'll put you in timeout. Like, first of all, you know, Jimmy, say whatever you want to say. You know I'm not vegan. I eat a lot of fucking meat. I have no judgment on that, and I know you don't have no judgment. And then same thing for you, Danny. Hey, fuck off. You know what I'm saying? You eat meat all you want. Everybody, the neighborhood is not for the bullshits, all right? So shove that shit or I'll come out there and I'll smack both your bottoms. That's for real love. All right. I don't know why I'm doing this right now, but I am. I got a lot of love for each and every one of you. So peace, bitches. Oh, wait. I guess I should say some things. Jay's doing stand-up. You'll see me on Schmodown shit. You know where to find me everywhere the Swaggy Bloods are sold. Yeah. Okay, I guess I didn't really need to say all that. All right, bye, bitches.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
What we should do for the post credit. You know what? I just thought of something. Hold on. This will be fun. This will be a lot of fun. Should have come to me a little bit earlier. But in the spirit of the young lady who is up for a, an Oscar right now, I'm going to go ahead and put Miss Anunu Ellis up on your screen so you can enjoy it. Let's see. There's the final fight. There's mayo sandwich. Caucasian overload. That's funny. She's not in any of those. All right. Well, this is a little weird, considering, all things considered, we just talked about interracial dating, but here you go. This is one of the funniest scenes from Undercover Brother, and then I'm going to let you go on with the rest of your day.
Good God. Hey. Excuse me, sir. This is a restricted. Good God.
Hey, yeah, Jeevester.
Lance.
Nice pants.
Thank you.
Undercover Brother?
Undercover Brother. What happened to you?
He had sex with a white girl, that's what.
Oh, was it everything I dreamed of?
It was good.
She had pink nipples, then.
Big ones. Yeah, big ones.
Oh, what else? Yeah. Coffee, match, and a drink?
Excuse me.
No, man, you can't be doing that. White girl or no white girl, I want to know, where the hell have you been?
Not there, because that's where people who swear go.
Thank you very much. You sound like a 14-year-old white chick.
I don't think so, sister girl.
It's sister girl, dude.
Maybe on Planet Ebonics, but where I come from, we like to pronounce our E's and our R's. Thank you very much.
E's and R's? Ebonics, huh? I'll be thinking that somebody in this room is selling out. I say we kill him. Shut the door, nigga. Shh, it's gonna be all right, baby. Don't look. I'm sorry, though, but you need...
Hey, buddy. If I hadn't read that article in Vanity Fair on anger management, I'd put away this guava, mango, broccoli smoothie and put my foot in your patootie. So maybe you guys don't like to know me, but I don't give a gosh darn. For all I care, you can all get the bejeebies out of here. Now, if you excuse me, I must be going. Frazier's on.